Welcome to the HR Happy Hour on Alexa. I'm Trish McFarlane. I recently bought myself flowers, Alströmeria to be specific. If you're not familiar with them, they're these small, delicate flowers that remind me of butterflies. And what makes them even more special is they tend to last for a couple of weeks, far longer than many other cut flowers you might find. Anyway, every day I add water to the vase. And every day, the Alströmeria looked good. But after the first week, they were starting to look a little bit droopy. So I selected a new vase and started over with fresh water and flower food. And within a few hours of being in the new environment, they looked perky and new. I began thinking about how we're like flowers. Sometimes we're in an environment like a relationship or a job where we're no longer flourishing. We're not exactly declining fast, but we're certainly not as strong as we once were. And often, it's the people we're surrounded by or interacting with that influence our level of engagement or happiness. Over time, we become accustomed to being in that setting, though, so the thought of ending that relationship is daunting. But by putting ourselves in a new environment, much like the new vase, and then providing stimulating situations or projects to feed the creativity or connection, much like the water or the flower food, we begin to thrive. This idea is supported by research. In a 2013 study by the University of Michigan Health System, in which data from nearly 5,000 American adults was analyzed, researchers found that the quality of a person's relationships with a spouse, family, or friends predicted the likelihood of major depression disorder in the future, regardless of how frequently the social interactions were taking place. Individuals with strained or unsupportive spouses, for example, were significantly more likely to develop depression, whereas those without a spouse were at no increased risk. And those with the lowest quality relationships had more than double the risk of depression than those with the best relationships. So the quality of the relationships we choose to have can have a very positive or negative impact on our overall well-being. Today, I challenge you to think about your relationships, both at work or at home. Are they fulfilling? Are they supportive or stimulating for you? If not, maybe it's time for a new vase. Well, that's it for the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour show, or to hear all of our show archives, please go to www.hrhappyhour.net or subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or your favorite podcast app.